Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6. This is letter number 1758. This is dated Baruch Hashem Zayin Menachem Ov Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn Sholem Uvrocha. So here the Rebbe addresses several things. This person apparently moved from where he lived, like to say somewhere in the islands or in another place. He changed his business, he changed his partners, and he had various different endeavors here. And he took his daughter with him. And the Rebbe is discussing about why he left this place where he was. So the Rebbe says like this. This is a letter in Yiddish. I was very happy to receive your letter from Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, the portion of Matis Umasis, that you are already home. And, in other words, he returned home from where he came, and that he has brought his daughter with him. Apparently, his daughter was in London, as we'll see in a minute, and he went to visit her, and he brought her back with him. But the Rebbe says, you don't write the reason that also your daughter came back with you, whether this is because she already finished that which she wanted to, or that there is some other reason. Because the Rebbe says, for sure, the environment in London, where she was till now, was a very strictly religious. And even if she has been missing her parents, and the parents were missing her, but the Rebbe says it's important to utilize the young years, which are educational years, to give the maximum education you are able to give. Okay, so the Rebbe is basically saying, if you took her home, it's not such a good idea. She was in a good place over there. But the Rebbe says, it's already done. She's home. So we have to hope that this will be for the good, and that you and she will not be satisfied just that they will be studying with Mrs. the blotted out the name over here. We don't see who with whom, because they probably arranged for her a teacher, a private tutor. But the Rebbe says that is not, should not be enough. But you'll also see to it to create an environment which she should have that same spirit as she had in London. It says perhaps it would be proper that she should actually become to somebody, that she should become a mashpia. She should influence for a group of Jewish girls. That alone would bring about that she should deeper delve into it. The fact that you have to teach and influence others will also automatically require her to be more deeply involved. Now, the Rebbe goes over to another aspect. That aspect is as far as his daughter is concerned. And the Rebbe says, I'm happy to read in your letter that the business in the islands straightened out. And I hope that that will turn out to be a good pipeline for a livelihood, a good sinoir for parnosa, for your parnosa. So the Rebbe says about the business in your country. So I'm sure that you remember that we spoke, when I spoke with you, that you have to find out. Look how interesting the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says you have to find out, did you cause somebody any discomfort through your business? Basically, did you treat somebody not fairly in your business? This person was, I guess, asking, he changed his business to another business, and he was looking for the Rebbe's blessing. So the Rebbe says, you should find out, did you do some injustice to some people in your previous business? And if yes, to correct this. Hopefully that you have done this or you're doing it now. Maybe he declared bankruptcy. Maybe, I don't know what happened. Doesn't say. The Rebbe says, whatever he says, we don't know. It's only a guess. But the Rebbe says, I hope that you were able to let me know good news, that you see the divine providence specific divine supervision, even with your eyes. And the Rebbe says like this, don't worry about your previous partner that they are against you. Maybe, I don't know, he left their business, I'm not sure what happened over there. But again, don't worry, the Rebbe says, that your old other partners that are against you, that they will be able to hurt you in some way, do bad to you, something not good for you. So the Rebbe says, don't worry about it. Why? Because Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the one that created the world. He holds on and leads the world. And He, blessed be He, is the true owner. He has the say in all details and details of the details. So you have nothing to worry about. People are not going to hurt you. The Eberster, Hashem, is the one that is in charge. May it be the will of us, blessed Hashem, that He shall give you your livelihood in a wide way, that you should be able to do as the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Shulchan Aruch and the Tanya, said, that when Hashem, blessed, gives Jewish people physicality, He gives them money, He gives them. So then the Jewish people take and turn that physicality into spirituality. In other words, they utilize the blessing that Hashem gives them to support Yiddishkeit, to do good things with their money. The Rebbe ends with a blessing. I'm looking forward for good news. And the Rebbe adds a PS on the bottom that it is certainly extra to ask you once again and to thank you for all the help that you gave and you continue to give to Anash, to the Hasidim in your country. And I hope, as every living thing which grows, especially when we're talking about holy matters, you also will fulfill the saying of our sages of blessed memory, Ma'ilim b'kodesh, you'll always increase in holiness. So as much as you've done till now, you will do even more in the future. Now, apparently this guy was a pretty influential, and maybe he was somebody with some guilt, you know, he was pretty set. And the Rebbe divides this letter, first talking about his daughter, how important it is that she should be in an environment and of a religious, strictly religious environment. And the fact that you miss her, she misses you, is not a reason to take away from those very important educational years, which are the formative years of the child. The Rebbe further says, well, now that she's home, it's not sufficient just to have a single class, but create an environment and especially make her into somebody in charge of influencing the other, which will automatically give her that responsibility, so she will be more deeply involved. And then the Rebbe also talks about, very interesting, that the new business should be successful, but perhaps you need to make up, or you're doing it already, for some of the missteps that you did in the previous business with the partners. And the Rebbe says that don't worry if anybody's going to hurt you, because Hashem is in charge and He's in control of the world. Nobody can hurt you. Hashem is in charge, and the Rebbe thanks Him for all His help and encourages him. As much as you've done in holiness, we have to always do a little bit more.